Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture, where we take a deep dive into farm news. A lot of anxiety about the weather today, but we are 1 week away from Christmas. So let's start with some good news. Land O'Lakes, one of the nation's largest farmer and member-owned cooperatives, announced a $1 million hunger relief investment aimed at supporting rural communities. Grants will go to 15 Feeding America partner food banks across Land O'Lakes' member-owned and employee footprints, as well as to Feeding America. This commitment effectively doubles the co-op's 2025 hunger relief impact, building on about 4 million meals provided this year. Food banks nationwide report increased demand from their local communities, and the need can rise even further during the holiday season. Land O'Lakes President and CEO Beth Ford says, "While we support these efforts throughout the year, we are proud to double down on our hunger contributions during the holiday season." The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act now awaits the president's signature. House of Representatives overwhelmingly passed the legislation, which provides schools with the flexibility to offer flavored and unflavored whole and 2% milk options. Bill author G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania says whole milk is an essential building block for a well-rounded and balanced diet, and students should have the option to choose the milk they love. Thompson called it a myth that whole milk causes weight gain and said his Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act will restore choice and end waste in school cafeterias.
Rather than drinking milk they didn't like, students are throwing it away and losing out on the 21 essential minerals and 13 vitamins necessary for healthy development.
Minnesota farmer and bill co-sponsor Congressman Brad Finstead.
This legislation is a win-win for school-aged children and dairy farmers across this country. I am proud that we now once again can say loudly, milk, it does a body good.
Greg Dowd, president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, said it's hard to overstate the significance of Congress passing the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. Not only does it represent major progress in improving the nourishment of American school kids, it also says that persistent long-term effort can still bring about bipartisan success in Congress. Green Plains, Inc. has reached a major operational milestone at its three Nebraska ethanol plants. The company confirmed that biogenic carbon from all three locations is now being captured and permanently stored. Green Plains says carbon capture is a core lever for future growth in an increasingly carbon-constrained fuel market. This is Inside Agriculture, back with the markets after this.